Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. I'm Tom Merritt. Adobe is testing a free web-based version of Photoshop in Canada. Adobe says some features will eventually be exclusive to paying subscribers, but core features will remain free. Users will need an Adobe account to use the free version. Google Maps is adding an estimate for toll payments to driving routes on Android and iOS. Google announced the feature in April. It uses information from local authorities and takes into account time of day and things like toll passes. Google says the feature is available in India, Indonesia, Japan, and the United States, with more countries coming soon. Google is also making changes to email invites sent out by Google Calendar. Changes to times will now show the previous time crossed out for reference, and all changes to an event will be shown at the top of an update. The layout has also been redesigned to appear more modern, they say. Microsoft will end support for Internet Explorer on June 15th for most remaining versions of Windows that supported it, i.e. on the desktop will be replaced by Microsoft Edge in those cases. However, Windows 7 Extended Support, or Windows 7 ESU, Windows 8.1, and all versions of Windows 10 Long-Term Service Client, IoT, and Server will continue to make Internet Explorer available for the time being, i.e. 11 in those cases will continue to get security patches. Mozilla will make its total cookie protection feature on by default for desktop Firefox browser users. The feature keeps cookies isolated to the site on which they were created to prevent tracking. The feature launched in 2021, but users had to turn it on until now. WhatsApp is adding a feature in beta to let users move chat histories, contacts, and other data from Android to iOS. It will be part of Apple's Move to iOS tool and encrypted, so you'll have to authenticate in order to access it once it's been moved to the new iPhone. You'll also get the option to back up WhatsApp data to iCloud. Elon Musk will attend a Twitter employee meeting Thursday, June 16th, to answer questions about his pending acquisition of the company. Twitter employees will be able to submit questions ahead of time, and Twitter's chief marketing officer and head of people, Leslie Berland, will moderate. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong announced the company will lay off nearly 1,100 people. That's about 18% of its workforce. Coinbase quadrupled in size over the last 18 months. Laid-off employees will lose access to company services and email immediately, but they will get a minimum of 14 weeks of severance pay, with an additional 2 weeks for every year of employment. A trucking strike in South Korea has disrupted shipments of a week's worth of isopropyl alcohol to a chip factory in China. The strike is in its eighth day, and four rounds of talks with the government failed to resolve the strike. Talks resumed Tuesday. Samsung and SK Hynix report that they have 3 months' worth of supplies on hand to weather any shipping delays. However, Hite Jinro, makers of soju, say shipments have fallen by 40%, so pressure to resolve that crisis is growing. Meta's Horizon Worlds enables voice chat by default when you enter the VR chat app. New options for voice mode, though, are being added over the next few weeks that will let users disable or garble voices from strangers. Garble lets you know a person is talking, you'll hear a garbled mumbling, and you can raise your hand to your avatar's ear to temporarily hear them without having to add them as a friend. Finally, the Indian Computer Emergency Response Team announced in April that VPN providers must store customer names, email addresses, IP addresses, and some other information about customers for a minimum of 5 years. ExpressVPN and Surfshark have already removed servers from the country as a result. And now NordVPN announced that it will do so as of June 26th. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.